We are now joined by
Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
Oh, you know what? It would help if I would turn on your microphone.
There you go. I got some audio there.
Yeah, there we go.
Perfect.
How's it going?
Going well.
We haven't seen you for a couple of months. We had a nice chat last month with Captain Boudin.
Yes,
but
he's full speed on water patrol right now.
I would imagine it's getting to be that time of year, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
Yeah. Where do we start? You want to talk about the tornado that hit Rice County the other day?
Yeah, we can talk about that.
All right,
a good spot to start. That's pretty new and current events.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Yeah, so we. We had a lot of staff out following the storm as it came into the county, and I was out myself, and we followed it through the county, and based on radar, we thought there was a tornado in that area, but we couldn't see it.
Yep.
I don't know if it was rain-wrapped or whatever, but we had probably three people within 2 miles of where it hit on the east side of the county, closer to, I guess it'd be closer to Kenyon than Faribault, but out in Richland Township.
Sure.
And unfortunately, two farmsteads got hit, and but nobody got hurt.
Right.
Houses weren't damaged, but outbuildings were. So
You were telling us that one of the houses that didn't get hit was brand new.
Yeah. Grass wasn't even planted yet.
But the silo right next to it's gone.
Yeah, that farm, the shed and the barn and semi-trailers are all pretty much destroyed, but yeah.
Mm. Thanks for leaving the house, though. That's good.
Yeah.
News. Yeah. Yeah.
So luckily nobody got hurt, and we'll have some cleanup to do. But,
you count your blessings. That was an EF1. I mean, tornadoes a tornado, but you don't say only an EF1. But
no, it's still 110 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So. What else we got?
Let's see. TZD right now. We have hands-free distracted driving wave going on. Deputy Borash was out 2 days ago now. Worked 4 hours and wrote 12 citations for hands-free. So the problem does exist out there, and people need to put their phones down.
And I've heard you talk about this quite a bit. I mean, there's nothing so important that you have to be on your phone right now that it's worth putting someone's life or your own life.
Yeah, it's interesting.
In
I can see it better in my personal truck. It's a little higher up in there, but you'll see people holding their phone like it's a piece of toast and talking to it, right?
Yeah.
And you have a car that has hands-free Bluetooth. Just program your phone and be done with it.
So. And, you know, I think people, they think that they're good at it. You know, like they're good at distracted driving because they're like, oh, no, I do this all the time. And it's like, no, it's just bad. Just don't.
Ryan, I know I've told you this story. I'm not sure if you and I have talked about this, but 10 years ago, before the hands-free laws were in place, KSTP up in the cities was doing a story about distracted driving. And they caught a friend of mine who runs an HVAC company. He was in his truck, steering with his steering wheel.
His knees?
Steering with his knees. Yep. I apologize.
I got the motion there.
Yeah, so. yeah, exactly. Phone cradled in his shoulder, right? But he's taking notes while he's talking on the phone, and he had a hot dog on the dash, and every now and then he'd pick up the phone. So, and they got him. They got the. He was the poster child for that.
Yeah, that's a lot going on there.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Correct.
So, what is the fine for?
The first offense is like $50 and some surcharges, and then the second one's like over $200.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Is there a point where you get the love letter from the state or the Department of Motor Vehicles say we catch you again distracted driving, you're going to lose your license?
That's a good question. I think they probably just keep getting $250 each time, and if you're that slow of a learner, hopefully got a good checkbook.
Yeah, I suppose.
Kidding.
I don't know. It ain't worth $250 to me.
No,
it's not. Let's see what else we can talk about. Oh, tonight, Rice County is doing a presentation on domestic assault at the Carlton White Center at 5:30. So Sergeant Josh Malika from the Sheriff's Office will be there. from my office, and then I'm going to try and attend if I can get back from my doctor's appointment in time. And then, yeah, so that'd be good. If the county attorney's office will be there.
That's something that's just open to the public. Anybody can attend this.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a lot of people think that, I mean, domestic assault doesn't happen in Northfield, but it's everywhere, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just trying to bring awareness to the problem. So.
Yeah. Well, if you think it doesn't happen in your town, you're just burying your head in the sand.
Correct.
If nothing else, where there is alcohol, there is generally some
alcohol
of that stuff.
And anger, and that's about
all
you need.
That's all you need, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So is it the county that's putting this on anyone from like Roof's House or someone like
I
that?
Think, I believe. Well, I know Erica Staub.
Yep, Erica Staub from
Hope Center will be there. Yeah. Some of the county officials and
okay.
Check it out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, National Correctional Officer next week. So if you know somebody that works in our new county jail or one of the prisons in the state, thank them for what they do. It's not an easy job.
I can't imagine it's an easy, like even close to being. Just having had the tour that you gave us of the new safety center, the behavioral side of that thing, you call it mental health, call it whatever, just the babysitting. That the correction officers have to do.
Yeah, sometimes the only difference between a correctional officer and a detainee is they get to go home at night.
Right.
Yeah. Detainees get to stay, so.
How are you set for staffing with correctional officers right now?
Currently, we are at 22, and we're approved for 25.
Okay,
so
all right.
Getting close. I have another one starts next Monday, and we're backgrounding three additional ones. We have one that might be leaving. So
okay. All right.
Just trying to stay ahead of the game, and we've been seeing a lot more people apply. It's a
that's good,
good
news.
Job. It starts over $30 an hour. And
I was going to say, it's a great gig. And if you're someone who's interested in getting into law enforcement, it's a really great entree. Yep. I mean, it's a really great first gig to
yeah, yeah, for sure.
And it is through the county, right?
Correct.
Or okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
But county jobs, they have similar benefits to a state job, right?
Yeah, I would say the state has a little bit more health insurance.
Okay.
Benefits that way. Retirement's maybe a little bit better, but we actually pay more starting than the prison does right now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So it kind of balances out there. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So cool. And they just did just change the retirement for correctional officers on a it went from 1.9% for each year you work to 2.2. Yep. So
okay.
Oh, there you go.
Makes it a little more appealing.
Do correctional officers sort of age out the way cops do at 55? Does it become?
They can retire at 50 with a penalty, no penalty at 55. Yeah, the same thing. But they get the 2.2% now.
Right.
We get 3.
Right.
So
has anyone ever retire from being like a deputy and then decide I want to go back to go to corrections for a while? Does anyone ever go that way?
I have not seen that happen. No.
Okay.
There's a lot of part-time law enforcement jobs out there.
Sure.
So
sure.
That's usually what people roll into.
Interesting. So if it's Correctional Officers Week next week, that means the week after is Police Officers.
National Police Officers Week. So that'll be May 11th through the 17th will be National Police Officers Week. And we also have this Sunday would be the 29th year since John Warren Liebenstein lost his life in line of duty. So
you have a pretty interesting story about that day, don't you?
Yeah. So I was actually working. I started in April 15th in 96.
Yep.
And I was coming back from Rochester from a training for distributing medication in the jail. And we're listening to it on the radio. And that's kind of one of those events when you're young and wanting to go into law enforcement, it makes you start to think about, is this really what I want to do? And
right.
After it all played out and we went through all the steps, and I'm like, this is definitely what I want to do. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. But it's not awesome that Officer Liebenstein lost his life, but You guys, you know, the other thing I'll say about that is that with a new safety center, you've done a really nice job of memorializing him, too.
Yeah, so we never want to forget him or Terry Hansen for their sacrifice that they gave to the county and residents of Rice County.
Right. Is there a... I'm sure there's like with the North Elyria Fire Rescue Service, there's an auxiliary where you can, you know, with a foundation where you can donate and stuff. Does Rice County Sheriff's Department have something like that?
We have our Deputy Sheriff's Association, okay. But if you wanted to donate to like the Law Enforcement Memorial Association, we actually have one in, that they just, it's almost complete. They started building it a few years back in Rochester. So they're looking for donations. They have some lighting they have to put up yet and some benches, but for the most part, it's done. And that's where on the May 19th, we'll have an event down there. So
yeah. Okay. So in Rochester, so just Google that. And if you're,
I don't have the website off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. I'm putting you on the spot here, but you know, it's one of those things too. I mean, we shouldn't have to have like a week or a commemorative time of the year to think, hey, what law enforcement people do is really important and really dangerous, and we need to appreciate that. But it is good to have the week so we can at least take a minute or two to say, Sheriff Thomas, thank you very much for mm-hmm. everything you do and for all your people as well.
Yeah, and especially it's a time to remember those that have lost their lives.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's the focus, and we hope we never have to go through that again.
Amen.
But reality is it could happen tomorrow. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
And then a couple events coming down the road here. We have May 29th, so it's a little bit down the road, but safe summer kickoff for City of Faribault.
Sure.
So the Sheriff's Office will be there. We'll have our new armored vehicle be there. Water Patrol will be there with a couple boats. Just giving out information and stickers to the kids and stuff like that.
It's always fun to go see the equipment. Just to I'm really interested in checking out that armored vehicle.
Yeah, we used it last night. We had a guy on a warrant that we had to pick up, and he was a little more difficult than necessary. So
really?
We just, you know, it's always nice to park that in front of the house and send a message.
That's not a bad way to do it. I
never thought about that, but I'm like, oh yeah.
I did have a couple of people ask me when you guys acquired that piece of equipment, like, well, what on earth are they going to use that for in Rice County? Nothing happened. Well, yeah, you were telling me when you got it too. You use it probably a lot more than people think.
Yeah. So last year the South Metro SWAT team, which is us in Dakota County and all the municipalities, but I think they used 21 times or 19 or 21 last year. So that's almost twice a month.
Yeah.
So it's used a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, every couple of weeks, that's plenty for something like that too. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
I guess fishing opener.
Yeah, man. Okay, let's talk about that. And Captain Boudin talked a little bit about being safe on the water, but let's get some of that from the sheriff's mouth too.
Yeah. So we Water Patrol is basically to be out there and educate and keep people safe and make sure everybody's able to enjoy the water, not just the people fishing or just the people on their wake boats, but everybody can, you know, enjoy the time together. So we have fishing opener coming up. You're going to see, you know, it's kind of chaotic. There's a lot of people want to get out there for that early morning Saturday bite. So mm-hmm. you'll see people at the accesses around, you know, 11:30 getting on the lake, 12:01 they can fish.
Yep.
So you're going to see that. You're going to see a lot of probably boats and trailers and trucks parked on the side of the road if the access is full. So make sure you pay attention to what's going on around you.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's pretty much it in a nutshell. Wear your life jackets if you're going fishing, or at least mm-hmm. have them with you, and be prepared in case things go sideways.
And driving a boat while you're intoxicated is the same thing as driving a car while you're intoxicated, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, don't do it.
Don't do it. Mm-hmm. Not a good idea.
Have you guys done your seasonal hiring for the Water Patrol?
We swore one guy in on Tuesday.
Okay.
So 2 days ago. We have other three that are in the background, and then we have Chloe and Chris, who came back from last year. So our goal is to have 5 or 6 that way. I mean, some of them already have full-time jobs, so this is kind of a part-time, but they're going to school for law enforcement, so it's a good way to get
some practice. And get some practice. So. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be out there and looking to make contact. So
cool.
Because I'm sure some people don't think about it, but it's like, you know, even on lakes and stuff, people can get kind of unruly sometimes, you know? you don't think about it because you're like, oh, people are there just to have a good time, but...
Yeah, we talked about domestic assault, right?
Yeah,
Alcohol and anger,
and it's just a perfect storm. And
exactly.
Yeah,
people are drinking on the boat, and somebody buzzes them, or almost hits somebody in a water ski, and
right.
That's all it takes to get an altercation going.
Road rage is not confined to the road.
Yeah exactly.
Right. Yeah. Mother's Day is coming up, so thank you to all the mothers out there, and
call your mom.
Farmers are going to be hitting the. Fields pretty, or some of them are already out, but with the raining every 3 days, it's kind of hard to get going. So when it dries up, it's going to be fast and furious. And
next week is looking like a perfect week to start.
Yeah, playing. I was going to say, I'm sure you're going to see a lot of farmers out next week. And, you know, I live in an area where there's a ton of fields around me and some farms, so I'm used to that. And I would just say, be respectful towards them because they're very respectful towards drivers on the road and stuff. You know, I've never had a problem. Like, I always feel like they're extra cautious and aware. Yeah. So show them the same respect.
Yeah. So share the road. And if farmers are transporting a large piece of equipment and it takes up more than their lane, they need to have an escort vehicle. So
okay.
Yeah.
It seems like every year there's one story about a car versus a tractor that does not go well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I think life is good. Make sure you thank everybody for what they do in your life, and don't take tomorrow for granted, because life's short.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. So. Indeed. Mm-hmm. Well, Sheriff Thomas, we always thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here.
It's always great to see you, but again, we're not going to see you for a month, so thanks to you, and thank you to your staff and everyone out there in the law enforcement community for what you do. We really do appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ryan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.